Here's another nostalgic gadget. This time a little more expensive, as it was bought for over £100. The X12 console, offering a 5.1-inch color display, AV output, and compatibility with retro games from platforms such as NES and GBA. In addition, the whole thing can act as a video and music player, MP3 and MP4 formats. Of course, with the option to upload your own files and games. The set comes with USB cables for charging, RCA cables, TV connection, and headphones, and the games are on the SD card that is already in the console. A manual is also included, which outlines, among other things, how games can be added. The console is handy and flat, although the buttons walk a little more clumsy than I recall them from pads, from, say, Pegasus. On the top edge, in addition to the standard buttons, charging input, audio-video output, and SD card slot, we also have a volume control. On startup, we are greeted by a menu of selected games. You may get the impression that there are not that many titles here at all, but nothing could be further from the truth. You just have to enter the games folder. Indeed, there are a good 11,000 files. Even with the repeats, it's still a lot of fun. I tested a few games. The gameplay can be saved. This is a functionality of the emulator, not the game itself. The games look okay. There are titles I remember from my childhood, Contra, etc. The only thing to keep in mind is that these games no console software interpolation reaches, and there may even be Japanese. The viewing angle of this screen doesn't knock it, but all in all, who would look at an angle? You can also access files via the menu. You can play sound files, videos, text files, etc. Time for a test with the TV. Works, although you need to enable TV out. PAL and NTSC modes are supported. Just a moment. As a bit of fun, I switched myself to PAL mode with no TV connected, and still the image disappeared from the display, and nothing could be done. I had to switch the console off and on. Potential pitfall. Time to look inside. You can see that some version of this console had a camera. There are the pads. In addition, you can see the power section, memory, main processor, and RAM. In addition, there are inverters next to the processor to ensure the correct low voltage for its operation. One of the inverters, the B11G8. Next to the speaker is an audio amplifier, LM4890-1W-29F64G08CBABA, is a 64GB NAND flash memory, which is 8GB, as seen on the case. D5116-AGTA-6BE is SDRAM-512MB. And then there's the main SoC, the ATJ-2279B. The ATJ-2279B is a highly integrated SoC based on a 32-bit RISC core up to 450 MHz with integrated GPU, video engine, and DDR-DDR2 mobile DDR memory controller. Provides high performance with low energy consumption. The chip supports video decoding up to HD, recording up to 720p, and multiple audio and video formats. It offers HDMI, CVBS, YPBPR, 5.1 audio, SPDIS, and I2S outputs, and LCD interfaces with touch support. The ATJ-2279B features USB 2.0 HS with OTG, NAND flash controllers with ECC, SDMMC, and a rich set of interfaces, IQC SPI, UART IR, enabling Wi-Fi, LAN, and Bluetooth support. An integrated power management unit makes it a complete all-in-one solution for multimedia devices. It'll be interesting to see if the console will run without a battery. I disconnected it after unscrewing the case. With USB power, yes. Battle City, this title I think I knew as Tank 1990. It draws about 0.2 amps at 5V. In summary, this console is somewhat low quality, but it gets the job done. At a discount you can buy if you care about older titles. Pros, it worked without batteries. There was a warning for a while. Plus many games, output for PAL NTSC, plus SD card support, you can catch up, plus can also play movies, etc. Minuses, one speaker, although with these games, does it matter? Clumsy handling, no normal menu for games. When I switched to PAL, the picture disappeared, and I lost the ability to return to the display. Only a restart helped. After each restart, the volume is full. A side observation.